On March 20th, nearly 800 New Yorkers were at the Ethical Cultural Society in New York City for a forum sponsored by 350 NYC, New York Communities for Change, Food and Water Watch, NYPERG, and the Green Education Legal Fund to try to hold politicians like Governor Cuomo accountable for a Green New Deal. We talked to a number of individuals, Alice Slater from the Manhattan Project about the nuclear issue and climate change, Liz Henderson of the Northeast Organic Farm Association about food, agriculture, and climate, Smita Vargas of NYPERG, who's one of the moderated events, Better Romer from 350.org, and we know about a brief interview with Scott Stringer, the comptroller for New York City. So we're here at the Green New Deal Forum at the Ethical Society Culture, and one of the first people we're meeting up with, Alice Slater, who's with the Manhattan Project for a Nuclear-Free World. Alice, recently some people have been saying that one of the solutions to climate change is to build more nuclear power plants. Do you think that's a good idea?
No, this is an industry-supported untruth that's spreading around. They want you to think because nuclear power doesn't produce carbon when it's operating that it's clean and good for the environment. But I actually saw how they make the uranium for the nuclear power plants in Paducah, Ohio, and it's attached to a coal factory that's making the fuel for the nuclear. So in the mining, the milling, the production, and also in the decommissioning, there's huge carbon costs associated. Plus, we're always subsidizing it because it's so costly. And if you took those subsidies and put it into clean energy, you'd have more clean energy than what you're getting out of nuclear power.
But won't shutting down the Indian Point nuclear power plant result in us using more natural gas?
Well, that's what they want you to think, but ironically, this week, both plants shut down for different glitches, and nobody's suffering from a loss because we've been increasing our efficiency, we're raising our wind and our sun, and we know how to do it. Even making our buildings more efficient in the New York area where they don't leak, and think of the millions of jobs insulating buildings all over New York, would save 40% of the fuel we're using now.
Thank you, Alice Slater. Next, we catch up with Liz Henderson, who is active with NOFER, an upstate local farmer. Liz, what do you, as a farmer, think should be in a Green New Deal?
I think it's important to have incentives to encourage farmers to use really good carbon farming practices like using cover crops, rotating, reducing tillage, building carbon in the soil, all the practices that are used by organic farmers.
Now, so far, especially some of the national proposals in the Green New Deal, doesn't seem like they've really focused much on the role that agriculture could play. What are some of the things that people should know about the role or the relationship between agriculture and climate change?
Well, agriculture, as it's practiced in this country now, industrial-scale monocrop agriculture, is guilty of putting a lot of the fossil fuel emissions into the atmosphere. So that has to be changed. If we want to make some progress in reducing fossil fuel emissions, we can harness the force of carbon farming, organic agriculture, regenerative agriculture that can take carbon out of the air and put it in the soil where it does us a lot of good, where it makes the crops more nutrient dense, healthier to eat, where it reduces runoff and erosion, where it helps reduce floods. There's so many good things that carbon does when it's in the soil, and that will allow us to meet the challenges that we have to do in order to really get a renewable economy.
Now, I know this is a silly question, but if somehow one of our listeners turned on Fox News, they might hear that the Green New Deal is about making sure you can no longer eat hamburgers. How would you respond to that criticism?
Well, with carbon farming, you can still have hamburgers. You just wouldn't eat it three times a day. You would eat meat from animals that are raised on managed pasture that eat grass ruminants are supposed to eat grass. They're actually much healthier than when they eat grains. So you'll be able to eat hamburgers, but just changing the kind of agriculture that we do so that we don't have confined animal feeding operations, which put a lot of carbon in the air and not in the soil, those will have to change. But with regenerative farming, we can still eat a few hamburgers, eat some chicken, eat some fish, but probably a lot more fruits and vegetables.
And that was Liz Henderson with NOFA. So next we talk to the board chair of the New York Public Interest Resource Group and why NYPIRG is involved in organizing a Green New Deal Forum.
Yes, hello. My name is Smitha Varghese. I'm a senior at Queens College. And NYPIRG is for the Green New Deal because there's nothing else out there that's ambitiously trying to curb climate change. We as college youth throughout the state agree with the science, unlike the federal administration. And if the federal government isn't going to take the initiative, then we're going to just bring it down to the state level. And I think that that's what today is about. There's so much confusion on what the Green New Deal is, and that's okay. I think we're all kind of confused. But the important step, the important first step is to have this open dialogue and hold our electeds accountable, finding out what they're doing on the state level. Because New York State is progressive, quote unquote, right? So the environment is important. It's a priority for us. It's a number one priority for us. Literally, the board of directors this year voted that the environmental campaign would be the priority, top priority of NYPIRG. So, yeah.
And I know NYPIRG has actually been quite active for quite a few years now on trying to stop fossil fuel infrastructure.
Yes. Yes, we have generated thousands, if not tens and thousands of calls every single Monday, but not just Mondays. Don't just call Mondays, but call Cuomo Mondays, hackling the governor on why he's saying he's pro-renewable energy and that he's against, the Trump administration gutting the EPA, yet he's approving permits for fossil fuel infrastructure that's going to lock us into fossil fuels for the next how many decades? We don't want that. We don't want to inherit this oil and gas industry. The future is green. The future is renewable energy.
And the NYPIRG website is?
NYPIRGstudents.org.
Thank you very much. So we're talking next with Kato Ramo, who's one of the organizers with 350.org, one of the co-sponsors, main sponsor perhaps, of the Green New Deal Forum. So, Kato, what are you hoping to accomplish this evening?
So we are going to have an unprecedented turnout tonight for our Green New Deal Accountability Forum. And 350.org is supporting this because we're really here to support and see a Green New Deal happen. It's time. And it's a strategic moment, and we're really calling on Governor Cuomo to take action by stopping all fossil fuel projects, including the Williams pipeline. Tonight would be a great night for an elected to come out and show bold leadership on this issue. There's no way this just New York State is kind of at a moral crossroads with itself, because on one hand you have all of these elected officials doing amazing things like putting forth the Green New Deal, the CCPA, and many electeds support that and are pushing that, and that's great, and I commend them, and I'm so proud of that as someone living in New York City. And then at the same time you have things like the Williams pipeline being rubber stamped through and pushed through, so it doesn't make sense, and it compromises the moral vision of New York State to move forward in a green way and for all of us to thrive together in our communities across the state. So it's time to take bold action on these issues, and I'm calling on our Governor Cuomo to take action today to stop the Williams pipeline and all fossil fuel projects, because it does not make sense to do that if you are working for a green future and a Green New Deal, as we are here tonight. So I'm so excited to see some of our electeds up there. There's a lot of beautiful art that we produced last week at an art build.
Thank you, Kato Ramo, 350.org.
Thank you.
Finally, we talk with Scott Stringer, the New York City Comptroller, who, after a couple of years of organizing by 350 New York City and many others, has recently agreed to get the New York City pension funds divested from fossil fuels.
Look, I think we're running out of time. We don't have forever. There's an urgency of now. I think the Green New Deal has made it clear what the challenges are. And part of what I'm doing by beginning a process of divestment, by reinvesting in green technology, this is the only way we're going to send a message to Exxon and the fossil fuel industry that we mean business and we have to save this planet.